Jesse Allen talking now with Mark Lucas of StoneX. Mark, let's take a look at what's happening in this market trade here today. Just for starters, let's talk about the StoneX customer survey for the month of October. I know StoneX released that yesterday afternoon, a corn yield of 173.9 with a bean yield 51.3. That corn yield going up a little bit, bean yield coming down a little bit. What is your take on what you guys heard in that customer survey for October?
You know, there's so much variability in what we're hearing in early harvest here that I'm a little bit surprised that some of the changes weren't even bigger. But, you know, I think some areas certainly we're hearing yields better than what they anticipated, and other areas it's worse, and it turns out to be not a heck of a big effect when it's all said and done. So we also built into this the change in some of the acreage, harvested acreage numbers from the September USDA report. And, you know, so production wise, ends up not being all that dramatic of a change. We went from, last month, 14.168 to a 14.056. So a little over 100 million bushels there on corn. And, beans, we went from a 4.5 to a 4.4. So, you know, net effect, not all that big. It's interesting, though, to look, you know, at the states and see, you know, what happened there. And, you know, it's kind of what you would expect. Eastern Corn Belt, you know, corn yields stayed pretty much the same or increased. And then as you move west into, you know, Minnesota, Missouri dropped quite a bit. North Dakota dropped a point or two. South Dakota dropped about 4 points, four bushels per acre on corn. And kind of a similar deal, you know, on the bean side of things. So, where the crop was good, it's probably a little bit better in general. And where it was average or not quite so good, things fell back just a little bit. So,
well, Mark, Wednesday's trade action, we see a little bit of support in wheat and corn, a little pressure in beans. We got a lot of factors swirling around this market trade. We have the dollar moving higher, more economic concerns, geopolitical concerns, also OPEC announcing a 2 million barrel a day cut in oil production. And I know all of that really kind of weighing into the ag commodity trade on Wednesday.
Correct. And, you know, I think you got to give pay a lot of attention to the oil thing here. I mean, you know, King Crude here is, you know, gaining some strength here today because of this OPEC announcement. They came out and said they're going to cut about 2 million barrels a day out of production. And the thought is that OPEC Plus, you know, they want to get the crude prices, which were, you know, floating around below 87. They want to get it well above 90 and try and keep it there. So today we traded above 87 on crude. That's the first time we've traded above 87 for probably about 3 weeks type of thing, or 20 sessions, something like that. So going forward, what's going to be interesting on the energy side of things is a couple deals in terms of demand. China here mid-month is going to visit about their COVID policy. Are they going to stick with the zero COVID policy and locking things down, or are they going to loosen that up a little bit, which would create more energy demand? And then also later this fall, Europe is going to ban Russian oil, supposedly, and what's the effectiveness of that going to be, and how's that going to affect the market? So, and thirdly, you know, the central government's perceived pivot that people are talking about. We've had a huge rally in the stock market the last few days because people are thinking, oh, they're about ready to pivot. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'm not really sure where some of these people came up with their ideas that the things are going to pivot. But, you know, maybe it's because of what the Bank of England did last week. But history has taught us that when the Federal Reserve stops too soon, they really don't get inflation in check. And hopefully they kind of remember that as well. And that would kind of fly in the face of the idea of a pivot right now. So we don't really have a lot of concrete evidence that, you know, we do have inflation in check.
That's Mark Lucas of StoneX in for Arlen Suderman today. Coming up here this afternoon, we'll have a conversation with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, get his thoughts on what's happening in the market trade. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Wednesday, October 5th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.